hunt. Those illuminated scum fuckers.
So you know where they are?
Of course we know, stupid works. Why do you think we're here? It's near their redoubt. And I'll tell you this much, too. We're going to get back in there and chill those fuckers once and for all. It's our destiny. We've come this far. There's no way they're going to stop us. Especially now with them spreading this goddess-damn disease. If we don't stop them, there won't be any land worth inheriting when our destiny's fulfilled.
Glad you feel that way.
What other way is there to feel?
Speaking of which, have you had any problems with the way you're all feeling?
Feel? What do you mean by that?
The Metrans jumps can have a bad effect on the body. It isn't supposed to go through the stresses it does with each jump. Jack always suffers badly, and most of your people have the same build.
Oh, well, some of the guys have got little blisters and feel like they've got some kind of bug. You know, like a winter sickness or bad food. But that's it, really. None of the women feel anything.
That's good. We all need to be 100% for this.
Too right, honey. And you need to rest a little more after that landslide, right? We should take a few days, recon the redoubt a little. That way we can really work out a strategy.
Sounds good. We should get together as soon as possible. But you're right. We should all get a little rest.
The companions were taken back to the part of the camp that had been prepared for them. Ryan was relieved when John and Tammy left them alone. He needed to question Mildred urgently and didn't want to be overheard. But it was JB who spoke first as Tammy and John moved out of earshot.
What is it, Millie? I saw you and Doc look at each other.
I can't be 100% sure. It was when Gloria mentioned the gate being trapped and then being soaked by the mist. It sounded to me like some use of a saturation technique.
Wait. Back up a little. Run that by me again.
It seems likely to me that the Illuminated Ones used the virus in a solution to soak it into the gate to try to spread it that way. There were too many of them to inject individually, as they seemed to do with the Baron's daughter. This way, they hit the whole damned tribe in one go.
Except that it doesn't seem to have affected them.
The women. It sounds like some of the men may be infected.
Why's that, Mildred?
Well, perhaps they have some type of immunity. After all, I can remember when I was young that there were always cases of a disease spreading over an entire community, and yet some remained unscathed.
Doc's right. Ruling out possible earlier exposure to a less virulent strain, it's possible that the gate has some kind of immunity built into their genetic code, and it's stronger in the women than the men. It sounds like some of the men have developed mild initial symptoms, but no more.
So you're saying that maybe they have it, but it just doesn't affect them?
So far, who can really tell?
But it's still in them, so they can still give it to others, right?
Yeah, which makes the gate even deadlier and more dangerous.
And makes it more imperative that we get into the redoubt and find the cure.
That's if they actually bothered to cook one up. They seem so crazy, they might just have forgotten to do that.
It took Ryan's people no time at all to renew their ties with the gate. Having rested, they revisited old friends and fell into training with the warriors. JB inspected the armory and was impressed with the work John had been doing. Jack sharpened his knife work with the Amazons, and Ryan talked tactics with Gloria. Christy and Dean worked on their marksmanship, while Mildred did some body work on rebuilding the muscles bruised in the landslide. Doc, however, wandered around brooding about the past. The sudden reappearance of smallpox made him think about the life from which he'd been dragged by the horrors of Operation Kronos, and the time trawl that had taken him from the 19th to the 20th century, and then beyond to the Deathlands. While the others were occupied, Doc grew ever more morose, so he was glad when the chance came to go out on a recon patrol. It'd be the first chance any of them had to view the Illuminated One's redoubt, and Doc was determined to bring back a full report for the others. There were three others in the patrol, a tawny, haughty warrior named Det, a tall blonde named Nita, and Kat, who was perpetually nervous and whose hair had been hacked back close to her head, which would have made her look like a boy, if not for the obvious assets of womanhood she possessed. The patrol was to set out in the late afternoon as the sun began to move down in the sky. That made Doc anxious.
Nita, will we be able to reach our destination before the dusk makes it too difficult to define the area?
Say what?
He means will it be too dark before we get there.
Oh.
Sorry, Doc. Nita's not the brightest of the bunch, if you know what I'm saying.
Ah, I see, dear Cat.
You saying I'm stoop?
I don't really have to say it, do I, Nita?
Det turned on them, her large brown eyes flashing anger.
Will you two shut it? Why the fuck I get sent out with a pair of stoops like you, I'll never know. Keep the noise down and let's just get moving, okay?
Det turned away without waiting for an answer. Doc cast an eye over all three gate warriors and wondered why he'd been stuck with the three most disagreeable women of the tribe. Despite his doubts, the rest of the trip was uneventful. After their initial spat, the three women worked well together, each one taking a turn to scout ahead, reporting back so that they can move safely. In deference to Doc's comparative lack of agility, they traveled on the ground instead of using the treetops. It made progress a little slower, but there was still full daylight when they emerged at the woodland's edge.
Here's where it gets tricky, old man. There's not a lot of cover, and we're only a mile or so from the redoubt's entrance, so it's got to be triple red from here.
I appreciate that, Cat, and I do also appreciate that my comparative age and the fact that I am not one of you athletes does make things a trifle more complex than would be usual.
You do like the sound of your own voice, don't you?
Perhaps.
Come on, then, let's get moving.
The territory was sparsely covered. If the illuminated ones had set cameras surveying the area, the chances were they'd be spotted, especially with Doc in tow. However, Det chose a route that maximized their cover, and they made it to the land's edge without any apparent detection. From the brow on which they stood, the earth fell away onto a small valley, much like the one that the companions had found themselves in when leaving the redoubt some weeks before.
Down there in the side of the earth, that's where the hidden entrance is.
I figure he could have worked that out himself.
The blonde looked at Cat with a fiery anger, and Doc feared that they were about to start a fight.
Shut it! Movement!
The four scouts went silent.
Is this your usual wag patrol, dear Cat?
Yep. About every fourth time we scout them.
Doc kept his eyes fixed on the wag, leaving the redoubt. It didn't go far, about 500 yards before coming to a halt. The doors opened, and three illuminated ones left the interior. While one kept watch with a laser blaster, the other two proceeded to take air and soil samples, marking the containers before getting back into the wag, the watcher taking point. The wag rolled off into the distance. The land was flat and the light still good. The wag traveled in a straight line for about 2 miles and was still visible when it halted again and the same procedure was repeated. The gate patrol stayed silent, still, observing. The vehicle started up again and disappeared into the distance. Doc looked toward the women. Det met his eye and shook her head. Doc nodded in understanding and settled down to wait. Dusk was falling as the wag returned to the redoubt. The Amazons waited until the doors had ground shut and silent before moving.
That's the action for today, Doc. They probably won't break cover again for a few days.
But what the fuck are they doing?
Why, they are taking samples, my dear Det. They wish to see how far their pernicious poison has spread. May we leave? They make me feel a little ill.
Doc's report on the Illuminated One's activities gave both Ryan and Gloria pause for thought.
Those triple sick bastards! We should go and blast the fuckers into infinity!
Yeah, I agree. But we're so close, it'd be a waste to blow it. Not after we've waited so long.
But, sweetie, you were the one who was pressing me to fight.
And I still am. Thing is, that redoubt'll be a bastard to get into, and just busting in will give them time to get their defense ready. We need to hit them when they're on their way back from one of these missions. Hit them as they enter and the way's free. That way we can stream in and take them out before they have a chance to hit back.
I can see the sense in that, Ryan. But how the fuck do we get our forces in the right place at the right time without being spotted?
That's why I want us to wait. We establish their routine, plan accordingly, and hit them when they're at their most vulnerable.
Now that I like the sound of.
It had been a routine sec patrol. Ryan was accompanying Tammy and two other gate warriors, Sandy and Steph, on a mission that took them close to the blacktop that ran in from the south toward Crossroads. It was the first time that the one-eyed man had been near the road since leaving the Ville, and he idly wondered what Baron Robertson thought of their disappearance. Then he remembered the speed with which the epidemic was spreading, and his face hardened.
Convoy.
Yeah.
Tammy gazed into the distance at the dust raised on the road by the wags.
About four, I'd guess. Two trade wags and a couple of sect, maybe.
Sounds about right. Let's secure cover and watch them pass. Poor bastards must be on their way into Crossroads.
The party retreated from the blacktop and was hidden by scrub and stunted elms as the convoy drew level with their position.
Two more coming.
Oh.